Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Everyone, and happy Monday. I'm so excited to be with all of you today.
It is the last day of March 2025. I am so excited to be with all of you. I am definitely, I think I'm in a great mood to do readings, and I'm also in a great mood to challenge you guys a little bit today. So I know by the time we return next week, we'll be celebrating the beginning of Mercury going direct. I have had a ton of little like bird friends this week, which have been pretty profound, and they don't want to leave. So I know there's a lot of messages coming and a lot of different When our messengers show up and our we start looking at the totems, we could tell that we're asking to tune into perhaps maybe a higher spiritual place, or to remind us of staying more aware or open to what the messages are, and to really pay attention to everything going on around you. So I've been doing a lot of that, and I'm also super sensitive right now, which can be for the better or not. I know you guys know what I'm talking about. That fiery energy is definitely, I don't know, it's exciting. It feels more uplifting. I hope you feel a little uplifted. I know you guys came out of a great show with Mark just now, Mark Husson. And I'm sure he had a lot to say. I can't wait to listen again later, but I'm sure he had a lot to say about Neptune going into Aries. I know it's a big deal. It does for myself and for others, psychically. When I say myself, I mean intuitively. I definitely feel that you're going to see a lot of people. I kind of joke when I say we have to sharpen the tools in the toolbox, but I feel a lot of that. I could tell a lot of you want change within yourselves. I could tell that a lot of you have more awareness about what you want to correct and things like that. And so we're going to see some of that. I think even, you know, with the Venus and Mercury retrograde going on right now in Aries, I do believe it takes us back to ourselves. In that perhaps, and I want to say this too, don't be too hard on yourselves right now. I've been hearing a lot of that. There's a lot of self-criticism or nitpicking that doesn't need to occur. And yet I think it's a really nice energy that's going to bring some uplifting reminders to you of what needs to be corrected. So self-correction's okay, perhaps for and to improve or to better attract whatever you want to bring into your life moving forward, that's all great. But at the same time, just don't be too hard on yourselves, you know? And of course, others. I know that it's a little, you know, Aries is the warrior. It wants to fight. It wants to maybe help you create some boundaries, or perhaps not take. The bottom line is you're not going to take too much from other people either. So that's kind of good, you know, brings you that little spirit, that feisty spirit within all of you. I could tell I'm definitely like that too. I am going to come and do some messages in the room this morning, but first I want to definitely come on in, say good morning to everyone. I love your questions already. I'm super excited about that. Mark is an encouraging astrologer, and I want to say something about that. And Gwen, thank you for that. Let me say good morning first. If you're listening for the first time, we have a Facebook page. It's titled 1-2 Radio. We would love for you to come and join us here. We love being together. The outside world can't see what we're saying. So it's a safe space to come on in and share your opinions, ask your questions. And we open and, you know, we welcome you with input and gathering. Mark is encouraging Gwyn says. And good morning to everyone, by the way. He is encouraging. And right now in the world, it's so important to listen to people who are encouraging. One thing I will say is that I have been not only teaching a lot, but taking class again. And I plan on doing more of both this entire year and hopefully beyond, God willing. It really brings, sometimes when we take classes, it teaches us what we need to know, but maybe in a roundabout way, perhaps showing us what we don't need to know, perhaps showing us where our strengths or weaknesses lie, or what, or affirmation of what you're doing in the path you're on. Listen to encouraging people. It is so difficult to take on so much negativity from others and try to weave yourselves into this life and your lifetime here, because we are on Earth, by the way. I know some of you think you're somewhere else, but we're on Earth. Our feet hit the ground and we are here. And the bottom line is, just like Mark himself or any other person that you're listening to, I'm not telling you to be pie in the sky. I'm not telling you to be ignorant to your surroundings. I'm not saying to be the bottom line is, try not to absorb negativity, because there's enough taking place in the world. And we are here to learn. We are here to share. We are here to give and receive with each other. And we're, you know, in communion in this lifetime. And the bottom line is, the more negativity you take on, the more challenging it is to be a positive person, to attract more positive things and people, places, things in your life, to manifest your goals. And, you know, we could sit here and say, well, this is a bunch of crud because there are terrible things going on in the world. Well, yeah, we need to balance it out. It is our responsibility to ourselves to find that balance of both positive and negative energy in this life. Because if we're listening to negative people, oh, I know there's a lot of negative people out there. If we're listening to it with everything else going on, why would we want to even, you know, face the next move we have to make, or embrace the next moment, or think positively about anything happening? So please continue to listen to people like Mark Husson, who is encouraging, and many of the positive people here in our 1-2 Listen community. And know that no one, that doesn't mean everyone has their head up their butt. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm telling you to avoid the truth, ignore the truth or whatever. There's a lot of truth going on, but please have faith, continue to maintain your hope. We're going through a lot of things I wish I could share with all of you all the time, but in our classes, we talk a lot about the energy of the cards, and how I say with the suits, I equate them to really what God's universe dictates to us and the energy that comes through them. They're messages of hope, they're messages of faith, they're reminders of charity. What am I missing? Oh, love, cups. Okay. So we talk about faith, hope, love, and charity. We're here, we're to be humans, to be empaths, to maintain a certain level of uplifting energy to help others as well. And so I do believe this is why we're here. And I hope you could find some joy in the insanity that is happening on the planet, because your lives are so far so good. You've made it through. You'll make it. You'll continue to make it, you know? And so remember, we have the ups and downs and all of those things. But at the end of the day, we still have to be here and we still have to join together and really try to help. And I hope I see more and more of this. So thank you, Gwyn, for instigating that and for reminding us that Mark Husson is a positive reader. And if you turn on YouTube or TikTok or wherever, Instagram or wherever you guys go for your information, just be careful and be selective about what you're bringing into your spirit, because what comes in must come out. And so you got to remember that, you know? And just be super careful. I'm very, very cautious energetically. I really want to listen to people who I know are positive and uplifting. And that doesn't mean to not pay attention to the news or to everything going on outside of us. But it does mean that I understand I have to maintain an uplifting spirit. And so do you. Okay. And so with that being said, let's have a little fun. I want to give away some minutes today before I take your questions. And I just have a few silly questions for you. Let's see who wants to play. And then if you already have an account on One to Listen, I'll send it to you. You can maybe privately send me a little note and remind me of your screen name. And if you don't have an account, it would be awesome for you to sign up and then let me know. And I'll send you a few minutes so we can connect and say hi. And I'll go ahead and give you guys some more messages that way. Before I start my questions, tomorrow night we'll be in class for the last time, and then we're going to take a few week break before we come back for formatting, and I'm really looking forward to that. So we had a great run this year so far. I plan on continuing. I'll be looking forward to a little spring break as well, and I know all of you will, and we'll come back in no time with some great energy, and the retrogrades will be behind us, and everybody will be raring to go again, okay? We want to take breaks with, you know, intermittently throughout our learning so we can balance and even empty, I say empty the brain a little bit, clear your mind, you know, get more questions for yourself, practice a little bit, things like this. We can't stay in a constant state of learning because we kind of like it overflows and loses us, you know, or we lose it. So let's maintain our strength there, and let's continue to support each other in our growing and learning throughout this year. My first question is, who can tell me the shape of, I know this is a bad, I'm ratting myself out, but we're going to have a little fun. What was the shape of my gummies this morning, my gummy candy? I have to be careful today because I don't want you guys thinking I'm eating any kind of weird gummies, because you know that's not true. But can anybody guess the shape of it? It's an animal, I will tell you this, like a gummy bear. That's an example. What do you think it was? Who has an answer for me? If you want to participate, I'm going to send you some minutes. Yes, I'm being a little silly, but that's okay. Does anybody have an answer? All right, I'm going to wait. That's my first question. I have a few. And I'm going to go ahead and send minutes. And you're never wrong. Keep guessing. The teddy bears were my example, but it was a different animal. And if I have to give you clues, I will, but let's wait a little longer because I guess it's a seasonal thing. Well, you'll figure that out now. And my next question is going to be the main flavor of my morning juice. That's the next one. You guys are so funny. So we have the shape of my little gummy candy, and we have my husband's a bad influence on me, let me tell you. He chews on those things like crazy, but I'm teasing. I really don't do it often. But we have to keep it lighthearted in life, I think. Whatever makes you happy. Let me see. I'm going to come in and see if I can get any more answers out of you guys. I'll have to give you another clue. I just gave you a seasonal clue, and I told you it was an animal. And who's going to get my minute? Oh, my gosh, guys. I'm seeing you all flood in here now. Okay, come on in. Good morning. Good morning. I didn't see all these. Hold on. Okay, Quelly, you're number one on my flavor. She said orange. That is very true. Very good. Let's see. Who else? Let's see. So, Joni and Maya, you are number. There's the bunny. Okay. They were the first ones I saw. Lois, you were right too. It is a bunny. So, of course, Easter season. All right, very good. I'm paying attention to all of you, so I will definitely send you a few minutes, okay? And Quella, you're off on your own with the orange, so we're gonna leave it at that. Very good. Now, how did you get your messages, other than the fact that I gave you a little clue? Because I think somebody said it before I even gave the clue. But the bottom line is, anytime we want an answer that has to do with a shape or a figure, if you just close your eyes and think about the first thing that comes up and you practice these little things, it's just a little intuition sharpener that you can remind yourselves of, you know, in time. You could sharpen your intuition by these little tiny, you know, I won't call them tricks because clearly they're not, but, you know, these little tiny exercises, okay? So we can continue to do this throughout time. And over time, the more you practice, the better you become. And so, all right, we have some free minutes going out today. So that's that. Now, a gummy bunny is right. You got it. All right. Now, let's come back to the room. I'm going to start taking your questions because I see you all now. Let me see who's jumping at me first. I love it. Birds are definitely a hot topic right now. So we have some of that here. Because they're so, and I mean like turkey, wild turkeys, not turkey and turkey vulture, but not the vulture. I've had turkeys, which are great signs of abundance. I have two woodpeckers outside at the tree now, driving me crazy. And they might right here while we're here. Here's some cardinals showing up. So we're getting a lot of messengers, which means spring is here, of course, but it also, you know, if you kind of listen carefully, they have a lot to say. And I also think they're really good reminders, good God reminders. All right, let me come in now. I could hear my puppies are agitated today. So if you hear them being a little feisty, they're like, get us out of this room, Mom. All right, let's take a peek. I think spring has sprung, so everybody's feeling a little feisty. But Aries is also, you know, it'll agitate a little bit. And here's another thing. If you're entering into any kind of disagreement, or you have some words, or this is a big piece of advice in the moment, find a whole, like, take a breath. Perhaps write a note to yourself, or I always say I'm going to do my God letter now, my psychic letter to God, because if you have to really think twice about what you're snipping about, only because it could, number one, alter in a few days, or I shouldn't say a few, I like to say a few when we have a week, but the bottom line is because it goes so fast, you want to make sure you take a step back from it and see your role in it before you say something, because this is the time of, this is the type of energy in the sky that we want to absorb, and we do absorb, to really like run with our thoughts out loud and things like that. Aries wants to speak, like spill it. So before you do, take a step. See your role, see yourself, watch yourself like this. And then if you organize your thoughts a little bit, instead of like shooting, you know, blowing off the handle, whatever, I think that it, you'll see more of what you should be saying and how you should be wanting to be interpreted by the other person and things like that. So pay attention to that. There's kind of a lot of, you know, arguing going around that doesn't really have to exist. We don't want to have any regret. So you definitely want to pay attention. Okay. We are going to say Tara is asking for positive energy for Jasper, who's having a little lump removed, and we are definitely putting it out there for him. So we'll be sending you some positive thoughts through the day. I love that. And then let's take a look. Lois, I'm going to say something, and I don't know the answer to this, but I do have an answer, but I don't know the date because psychically I have this. So because you're saying Mars and Aries on your sun, so I'm going to say to look at when Mars goes into Leo, because that's how you asked me, and that's my answer. And let me just take a little look and pull a few cards, okay? We'll take a peek. Oh, yeah, it's definitely, you know, he's just feeling, they're saying within 1 month. So I'm going to go with that. There's a breakthrough. He has a lot of fear right now as well. It's going to be okay. I definitely, can you, I don't have the dates, of course. I know one of the astrologers would, but I believe that is the time that will be much better for him. For some reason, Mars is standing out for you, so we're going to follow that flow. And see where we go, okay? All right, now. Let's see. Jenny, I love that. She says, tell me I'm open and I'll get the messages and the meanings coming to me rather than feeling they're like missing them or they're or we're getting impatient. You know, it's very, very true. We forget that sometimes we have so many cliches that remind us that we're human, right? About our patience and stuff. And honestly, when we're trying too hard, it doesn't really happen. And so by simply adapting a personality of more positivity, like Gwyn had said earlier, Mark Hessen was so, you know, I don't know what word, encouraging. It's so important to feel encouraged during these times because there's a lot of fear mongering, a lot of information that is false, a lot of like, you know, that. All right, AI exists, it's never going away, I get all that. But the bottom line is, it can falsify a lot of things for us today. So we have to be discerning. And so it takes away from the amount of time that we're really trying to have a spiritual life in this physical reality. And we have to really constantly remind ourselves that, not obsessively, but in a part of our lifestyle should include little reminders that we do have a spiritual life. And when we try too hard, we have to try so hard in a physical world that when we try too hard in a spiritual world, it's like, come on, where do we get our break? Our spiritual lives should be fulfilling. They should be flowing. They should be filled with ease against, you know, trying too hard. And so we forget that's what it's really all about, the balance of the two coming together. And so impatience in real time when you're sitting in traffic, I don't think our spirit is really going to sit in traffic So we have a little more control of surrendering in that realm. And we get to really understand that these messages are coming to us in a divine way. Something happened this week. I have to share a little story and then I'll come back in and start asking, you know, answering more questions. Had a moment, you know, when you have those moments, those God moments, and it was pretty funny because for some reason all day, I never play like the little lotto and I'm never, ever instigating gambling or anything like that. But I'm just sharing with you this little thing. Every now and then I get a hunch and I thought, oh, all these planets are on top of my planets, you know, and my 7th, 8th house was activated in every way. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to now the moon, even the retrograde sat at my moon, the lunar eclipse sat at my moon, like everything was on top of me and I could feel the intensity. I said, all right, 8th house energy, I'm going to go and I'm going to play the lotto. You know, I'm going to take 5 minutes and go. So, which I never do. So, and you guys, I don't know the answer to my little experience yet because I'm afraid to check. So they're sitting here, my little tickets. Okay. So Stephen and I have Asian food one night and we pick up the same night. And I said to him, I'm not going to miss a chance to win today. This isn't the day to miss out. So I'm going to go. So I went, I'm home. We get the Asian food. They have a little fortune cookie. There are one freaking cookie for the food we order. Anyway, whatever, times are tough, but he says, I'll eat the cookie. You get the message. Of course, that's how it always is, right? So I said, okay, well, my fortune says, don't miss out on your chance to win big. And I'm like, oh my goodness, isn't that crazy? It was saying the same thing that I said earlier today. So I'm like, okay, that's interesting. About a half an hour later, now I'm in a good mood because just that little tiny reminder that something good is on the planet and I felt like I was being heard. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay, we have this great thing. Well, half hour later, I go to the other side of the kitchen and I look under the little cereal dispenser and I see this little thing sticking out. And I go, what is this thing? Well, guess what? It was another fortune from who the hell knows how long, maybe a year ago. I don't even know because it's stuffed under the thing and it was just tiny tip of it sticking out like I was cleaning up the kitchen. And I look around and I turned over and I pulled it out. Well, guess what it said? Don't miss out on your chance to win big. The same identical message from another. Now, this is another Asian place about a year ago or however long it was. So to me, it was an amazing reminder. And this is all I'm taking it as because, of course, you know, I went back and played those other numbers, right? But the bottom line is the most important piece of this. And I'll sit here for weeks till I check those tickets, by the way, because that's just how I don't know why I'm like that, but I am. In any case, and they're staying right over here by us. And in the meantime, it's like, you know, patience is a virtue. But the point is, only one little moment changed my whole attitude. And I'm hoping it changes yours because there is really an entire universe there that's meant to support you and hear you. And that's all it was, but that's what it is. And I hope that gives you a little, you know, boost and a little reminder that we, you know, the universe is on our side. God is on your side, whatever your belief is. I don't want to put you in that, you know, everybody has their own unique beliefs and that's okay. But I thought that was a lot of fun. And of course, it put me I'm still in a good mood over it. That silly little thing, those moments that remind us, okay? And that's what we need. Now, who has a question? Oh, Rebecca says, hi, Kat. I have such a weird connection to baseball. I know you understand. I was wondering if you had any messages for me about baseball in my childhood and family team. Let's take a look. I do actually understand. You know, sometimes having an interest, something we can feel passionate about. And Rebecca, this is a great example for others, because having any kind of interest in something that takes us out, this is what everyone should do. And we're not always that blessed. We don't always have something to be passionate about. And if we ask for that and we surrender it, it really will show up, just like you and your baseball, you know? Let me take a peek. I will say, I have an idea and I don't know why, and see if this, it does have some great childhood memories. It's so positive and happy. It's very nostalgic, and it feels so comfortable and familiar and energetically positive. Not only would I start bringing in some little decor, like little things that remind you of baseball, if you haven't already, I would actually make it a goal to travel maybe once a year to a specific park, field, whatever, and maybe even twice a year, but I'm just being realistic in the moment. Whatever you can do to visit the parks, I think that would be such a great thing. And so I don't think you can match that happiness within yourself that brings you, that baseball. And I love that. And I think a little collector's item here and there too, if you haven't started already, I'm sure. I mean, I have closet fulls of cards that my dad had left since he passed. We don't even know what's in there. But the bottom line is, I'm like that, saving it for whatever rainy day that I don't know if it's ever going to show up, but my kids may be the ones that open those boxes. But I totally understand where you're coming from. And I think it's good. I think it's a really good thing for you. And I feel like you should do something fun with decor in a room or a corner or something, you know, if you haven't already. I'm going to come in and see if you have anything to say about it, but I feel great about it. It's definitely leading you to everything that you want to bring into your life. Sometimes we have an interest in something like painting or music or any of our hobbies, like whatever, this is your hobby, whatever we're interested in, but it's like a calling that maybe in another lifetime we participated in it. We don't know if you were a superstar player in another lifetime or married to one or whatever it may be. And I feel that when we have this alignment with something we're interested in, that in itself brings us joy. And I feel really good about that for you. I don't think anything matches it. Keep it going. Let me know. I mean, I don't know if you're going to use some baseball wallpaper on a wall or something like this, but it would be kind of fun. Something. You're going to do something fun, okay? And I do think there's a past life connection there. So you come back and share, all right? All right, put a smile on my face today. Thank you for that. There's something else. I feel along the way, the people you meet will also feel connected or something like this. So I love that. That would actually, there's somebody important that you're going to meet that perhaps you didn't think you could or whatever, you know. I feel really good about that. I think it's interesting that you mentioned something. You know, guys, when you have this type of drive or interest, you can use it for so many things in your life, including manifesting more of what you want. And it really does become your joy. and then you expand it to other things in your life. And so I hope you realize or resonate with that, because how many of you do something you love? And of course, we want to do it all the time, whatever. And we know we can't in reality, but we use it to open up to more of what we want. And suddenly, things around you start expanding and you start growing and you start changing and opening to more of what you want. And you never know what these things lead to. I wish we could take those feelings of joy that our hobbies or whatever our interests are that come to us, you know, and bring it into other areas. But, unfortunately we can't as humans, but it's a good reminder that there are things that bring us joy in the world. You know, I like that. I have a very good feeling about that for you, Rebecca. All right, let's see who's next. Miriam, welcome back. That's a brave. She just went to Iran. She finally could travel there 6 weeks ago. I'm so, so sorry. I'm so grateful. I'm so sorry for your loss. I'm thrilled that you got there in time. And that is divine timing for sure. And thank you so much. I'll be looking forward to hearing more of your story ahead. And I'm just so grateful that you were able to spend time with him. Okay. I'm sure you'll feel him more and more ahead. Give it a little time. Yeah. You know that people wait for people. And I think it's a really nice thing. And I'm so grateful that you're home safe. Okay. All right, sweetie. Big hugs to you. And again, so sorry that he passed. And we're so glad you're home. All right. Talk about timing. Goodness. That's divine timing. Those are the kinds of things that I'm talking about. Sometimes it may not be all of what we want when we start opening ourselves to these things, but our character, no matter what's going on around us, working on our inside picture is, you know, it helps. Pointing here and pointing there and pointing everywhere, you know, point here, and that's where it starts. And I feel like that's what brings us to more alignment with everything we want to create or whatever we want to bring into our lives, how we want to live it, you know. Releasing the blame game. Sometimes it's fun. I'm going to say this, you know, the Aries energy. It's a little fun sometimes. Let's be real. It is a little fun to get agitated now and then, or frustrated, or irritated, or annoyed, you know, spicy, feisty, all of these Aries words, because it drives you. Complacency keeps you still. And it's complacency is what inhibits you. And all of these other traits that we share as humans is what drives you, you know? So it's okay to be a little bit on the spicy side. Just means change is coming. All right, here we go. Let me just come in. Let's see who's next here. Change is going to occur. I love you guys for participating in my little contest this morning. Because these are two things I don't normally do. Oh, Maya, let's take a look at your new job. I've seen a few people actually get some positions now that they haven't been able to for a long time, you know, looking for new work, new employment expansion like this, elevated position. And it's been real fun to see this. I call it a season cycle, whatever, the last phase of the moon, I would say. I saw a few people really get some great things. So, you know, again, not slamming the negative Nellies around the retrograde time, but good things can also come from it. One other thing, Rebecca, you're never going to miss what's meant for you, and you will have time to make up for it in a big, big way, I promise. Okay, I understand, but you'll see. We'll never miss what's meant. Sometimes it's for protection. Sometimes it's because we're not supposed to be somewhere at a certain time. And that's it. I have faith and trust in that, okay, for you. All right, let me see. Maya, let's take a look at you. I think it looks so much better moving forward than recent week. There's actually another one coming. I'm not a no, I'm a yes. An opening and another opening. And I feel by June, you're going to take another job. Now I say June, we're only in Mars, April. I'm not saying it won't come during the time, you know, during this month by April. But they're showing me an option, which means there's a second one. And I do feel. If you take the first one, it could be lateral. If you wait for the second, it could be really amazing. And it may take that long. So there may be two opportunities, one second one you don't see yet. And please come back and share and let me know. I do think you're going to make a job change. It's long overdue. I know you've been trying, but you want to wait for the right thing. So let's see what happens. So we're going to say yes with reservation because I see another option, okay? Let's see who's next. I'm so grateful. But Miriam has something to say. You know, she bought her ticket to go to the end of December 24. This is just proof, more proof, and why we have to continue to move forward and positive, even in with the world full of change, a world full of question marks, a world full of crazy antics and everything else. Miriam was, this is where God's rejection is your protection, or however you want to say it. That's how I say it, because it always, it really, truly, not always proves to be true, but most often we believe this. Just like I had said to someone a few minutes ago, you know, you're not going to miss what's meant for you. There's a reason, Rebecca. Miriam was supposed to go in the end of December. They canceled her ticket. She's so grateful because her dad passed while she was there. So can you imagine, like, that whole story should show everyone more truth. And this is what we try to talk about. And this is what we try to open to, more truth, because these things happen. And we say, oh, they happen to everybody else. They don't happen to me. Well, why not? You know? No one is segregated from humanity, from a spiritual life, from real life, whatever. We're all the same. And this is how we're all threaded. And maybe we're different in character, but we're different in attitude. And attitude means a lot. People say, oh, change your attitude, change your life. What does that mean? Well, look at how nice, like you said, Mark was encouraging and things like that. Yeah, it does make a difference. It makes a huge difference. Would you all be showing up if somebody at the start of tomorrow, would you be showing up for something that was all negative information? No way. So why not within ourselves mirror these things and how use them as reminders of how we really want to step into our day? And it really does make a difference. All right. And Karen, you're right about that. It wasn't orange juice, but it was orange. And it was like vitamin water. So there you go. It wasn't orange juice. All right. Now, let's take a look. Let me just take one more question here. I just want to make sure that I saw someone. So somebody's pregnant. Thank you so much. The technical issues have reared their heads in the last few days. That is for certain. So be patient with that. And let me see who somebody said. Thank you for sharing your beautiful story, Miriam. I really appreciate that. All right, let's take a look at something here. Here's the other thing. I think acceptance is another great word, because you know what I really know is the lottery thing is like a pie in the sky, right? I'm never supposed to leave or not be with everyone and try to help people for the rest of our lives. So the bottom line is it's probably never going to happen. Like, I haven't lost my mind, but it's a bigger picture of a win, because sometimes our messages mean even more going along the way. Sometimes our messages are just great reminders that really good things are possible. And that's all we need to get to the next day. And so stay open to that, you know. That's why I'm really not checking the tickets, because I know when we know what our calling is, we can't escape it, you know. And that's okay too. But it is kind of funny. Let's see how long I last with the not looking, okay? We'll have some fun with it. I think I have a year to look. So let's see how long I go. And I'll let you guys know, and I'll be honest about it too. All right, I'm going to go ahead and pull a card. I pulled the star card today for all of you. So keep following your divine path and your mission in this life. And if you have any mild little nuances in your body, Aries is very physical sign. Go ahead and take a peek and make sure you're in, you know, prime shape moving forward. Or if it's a little nuanced, just get it done. Take care of what you need to, things like that. With the star, it kind of brings up little things here and there. It is also calling you to pay attention to your spiritual life through all of what's happening in this physical world. And that's okay too. When we come back next week, the retrograde's going to be ending. We're going to have so much fun to look forward to new beginnings. And I'm super excited about the next season, even. I really, truly am. So we get to celebrate two endings of retrograde soon. And definitely moving into the warmer months. We saw the first 90 something degree day ahead. So we're going to have that here in Florida. And I know you guys too, still stay warm or stay cool wherever you are. I'll see you guys. Thank you, Serena, for being our producer. Serena's going to be on later today also. And many other amazing radio hosts today. So please stay tuned for the amazing Lori Love coming up next on Lori the Love Sherpa. And I'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye now. Have a nice week.